wandering along life's highway, lost and lonely as I could be, looking for my own true lover, one I thought I would never see. Just when I thought I'd never know love, just when my dreams all fell apart, I looked up from deep in shadows, you were standing next to my heart.
That's the group Sweet Potato Spoon, and we have one of its members on the line with us this morning, Megan Mehta, who is at Oberlin College. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Going to have some nice weather for some good folk music on Tappan Square. It's just part of many of the things happening this weekend for the 17th annual Spring Folk Fest in Oberlin. Now, Megan, you go to Oberlin College, correct?
I do, yep.
Yeah. And yep. What year are you in at school?
I'm a third year.
Ah, okay. And your band, Sweet Potato Spoon, are you going to be one of those that will be performing this weekend?
We will be, yes. We're part of the local and student acts that will be performing. Each local or student act that applied will play for 20 to 25 minutes. And so we will be performing on Tappan Square on Saturday at 4:20.
Now, this Folk Fest has a lot of different components to it. I guess it sort of starts tonight. Tell us about that.
Yeah, great. So basically, we like to have student and local acts as well as headliners each day at the festival, and the festival is Friday and Saturday. So tonight, we will be starting at 5:30 with a few local and student acts, mainly singer-songwriters, and then at 7 o'clock, we'll start our headliners, and we'll be started with Rashad Eggleston, who's a wonderful, wonderful improvisational cellist. And then at 8 p.m., we'll have the Jeremy Kittle Band. Jeremy Kittle is a really inspirational fiddle player, and his music is based in tradition, but he's very innovative. And then we will have Kimya Dawson play at 9:30 with, I think, a special guest performer. And she's wonderful. She actually she won a Grammy, and she was very instrumental in putting together the music for the movie Juno, for the soundtrack for Juno. So she's a pretty big name. A lot of students are very excited about coming to see her perform.
And speaking of big names, I'm an older folkie, so Tom Paxton rang a bell with me going back many years for him.
Yeah.
He's coming there on Saturday night, right?
Yeah, Saturday night. So basically after we have 1 o'clock to 5:30, we're going to have student and local acts perform again on Saturday either in Tappan Square if it's sunny, or we'll be at a different venue, the Cat and the Cream, if it's raining. But regardless, at 7 o'clock in Sydney Chapel, we will have our headliners, and Tom Paxton will be playing in the middle. He'll be playing around 7:30. And yes, he's a big name. We're very excited about having him come to perform. So.
And you also have a group called Front Country. Are they a bluegrass group, or how would you describe them?
Yeah, they're a bluegrass group. They're relatively new. I think they've only been a band for about 4 years, but they're great, very energetic, and they'll be following Tom Paxton at 9 p.m. And we do have a performance before Tom Paxton in Sydney Chapel at 7 p.m. We'll have Tenshing Symphony, and actually, it's a funny story. This band is two young musicians from Nashville. They play five-string fiddle, so it's two five-string fiddles and then vocal harmonies, and they're really wonderful. They're friends of mine, and I stayed with them in Nashville a couple of years ago, and so I've been trying to get them to come to Folk Fest, and we're very excited that they're coming this year. So
we're talking today with Megan Mehta, who is at Oberlin College. Their Folk Festival is going on today and tomorrow. She's a member of Sweet Potato Spoon. Tell me a little bit about your interest in folk music. How long have you been doing it? What do you really enjoy about kind of playing that type of music and being out there?
Yeah, totally. So I started playing violin when I was four. I was really, really into to doing that and got more into folk music as I was growing up. My dad played a lot of folk music. He played five string banjo, so I kind of had this childhood full of folk music. And I love folk music because, first of all, it's so much about community and communicating with other musicians. And while I love other types of music as well, I think folk music has really been enriching because it's all about communication with others that you're playing. And it's also fun because you have a little bit of leeway. Not unlike classical, you can kind of do what you want when you're playing folk music, and it's really fun. I originally was playing mostly Irish folk music, and I studied Irish music in Ireland for a year between high school and college. But since I've been at Oberlin, I've been doing a lot more American folk music, and was very excited to meet a couple of friends who were very interested in creating American folk roots bands. So we've been doing that for a few years and loving it. So,
tell me about Sweet Potato Spoon. Tell me about the name, and then how many members are in your band?
Yeah, so right now there are four members in the band. Rachel Leader, who's our banjo player, Joanna Tracy, who's our lead singer and mandolin player, Joelle Sostheim, she's our bass player and alto harmony singer, and then myself, I play fiddle and I'm doing soprano harmony. How we got started, my friend Rachel and I decided just to play some music together, and she's a banjo player, so we've always kind of been interested in jamming together, and we just thought it would be really, really fun to put together a performance for some organization they asked to play. And we asked my best friend Savannah, who's also my roommate, she's a beautiful voice, so we asked her if she wanted to get together and sing some songs, and it just kind of, started snowballing, and all of a sudden we were getting gigs. It's very exciting. And Joelle is a very, very new addition to the band. Right now, we're, kind of training her, getting her up to speed on all the different songs. And it's been really, really wonderful having a bass really make the difference. Unfortunately, our banjo player, Rachel, is abroad right now, so our performance on Saturday will have a slightly different sound without a banjo, but we're very excited for her to come back in the fall and to have a very full sound.
The way things work at a folk festival, if you need a banjo player, you just kind of whistle and somebody will show up with a five-string at a moment's notice.
Very true, very true. We hope that happens, and we hope a lot of people are out and listening to the performance. And because we'll be, performing on Tap and Square, it's a really fun time. There are, barbecues going on and, like, face painting stations, and everyone's out and about. It really is a festival feel, so it's a great time, and we're really looking forward to it.
It does create a strange atmosphere in a sense, because you just have the big parade with all the different kind of floats and crazy hats, and the people have all that stuff. So you have that one.
Exactly.
You have the interesting visual going on with the music of all different styles. And the thing about folk music, too, is there's all sorts of folk music. You mentioned kind of Irish folk. There's, every country has sort of their own folk music, which is very similar, but also very different, and bring stories to them that kind of help not only kind of entertain, but educate people a bit too.
Exactly. And that's something that I love about it as well. And something that we strive for in picking the headliners and the student and local act definitely is trying to find diversity within the folk music. So you really get a full range of everything.
Again, it's the 17th annual Spring Folk Fest. Where can people find out maybe some more details, or, find out where to go to see what act? What's a good place for them to check out?
Yeah, great. So you can either go to ocfolk.org, that's the OC for Oberlin College, ocfolk.org, or you can find us on Facebook. There are several event pages on Facebook if you just type in Oberlin Folk Festival, and we have all the headliners up and everything. So
Now you're a member of like a club, right, at the college. They have like a folk club. Is that correct, what I was understanding?
Yeah. So basically, I'm one of the co-chairs of the Folk Music Club, and the biggest thing we do is definitely organizing this festival. But we do try to do some other things. We're trying to organize, you know, some song circles. I'm hoping next year to bring in some musicians for workshops in the fall, and just really, you know, inspire people to play more folk music. Yeah, we really love it. We really love it.
Well, so. You've got, obviously Oberlin known for their conservatory, so you've got a lot of different music, and you talked about how you sort of started playing the violin more of on a classical angle. I don't know what age it kind of turned to a fiddle, and even if it does, I'm not quite sure when you talk about that, but I've heard folk music where they'll use flute players, they'll take other kind of woodwinds, add that into the mix to really create an interesting sound. So there's doors always open for people to come in.
Definitely.
And be a part of the folk. You mentioned how it's kind of a community and it brings people together. And there's no tickets for these. It's unticketed. It's a free event. Just come down to Tappan Square this weekend and enjoy some great folk music. Our guest today has been Megan Mehta, who's a member of Sweet Potato Spoon. And we'll probably see you there on Tappan Square. Thanks for your time this morning, Megan. Appreciate it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much. Great. Bye-bye.